Memories an amazing thing. Many memories in life, and sometimes whenever we look back to our childhood days, we have very, very happy and pleasant memories. And I'm so thankful to God for good influences in my life whenever I was just a little boy. My grandfather and grandmother lived just outside the temple near Saintfield. And I remember one summer my grandmother giving me a £5 note because I was going to Scotland for my holidays. And about a few days after that, I remember being up at my cousin's house and he had a shed out the back. And I remember pulling out a skateboard exactly the same as this little one here. I'm sure most of the people that are watching today have no interest in skateboards, but I always liked the thought of having a skateboard whenever I was a little boy. And I never stood in one until I was in, I think, P5 or P6 in primary school. And the first board I stood on was exactly the same as this. A red plastic Grentec Coyote GT2. And I can still remember finding this in my cousin's shed, pulling it out, taking it up to the top of a little hill where he lived, standing on it and rolling down this hill, getting to the bottom without falling off, and thinking that was absolutely wonderful. Absolutely loved it for whatever reason. And I remember just for about maybe an hour or so, up and down, running up the top of the hill, setting the skateboard down and then rolling down the hill. And a few years ago, I met a good friend of mine in Port Stewart. And in fact, I seen this man carrying a skateboard, and my eyes were drawn to that. And then as I looked at him, I realized it was a good friend of mine. And I couldn't believe that he had exactly the same skateboard that my cousin had. I remember coming into my cousin and saying, I love riding this thing. And he says, I'll sell it to you for a fiver. And I still had the fiver in my wallet. And we went off to Scotland and I kept the fiver in my pocket. I wouldn't spend a penny of it because I had in my mind, going to go back, speak to my cousin and buy the Coyote GT off him and I'll have my own skateboard. But my dad wouldn't let me. He says, you'll break your neck on one of them things. And I wasn't allowed to buy it. But I pestered them and eventually asked Santa for a different skateboard. And I got my skateboard and I've loved them ever since. And this particular brand of skateboard is really, really special to me. And those are just memories. But you know, that house that my cousins lived in with their mum and dad, my aunt and uncle, was a Christian home. And what a wonderful influence they had on me as a little boy. I can still remember some of the scripture texts around their home. I remember above the mantelpiece, there was a painting of a lady and she was carrying a big burden upon her back, a burden of sticks along a riverside. And the text of scripture was, cast thy burden upon the Lord. And then above that, there was another text of scripture. Proverbs chapter 3. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And then as a little boy, I did a devotional on it a while ago. They bought me a picture one Christmas. 1984 was the date written in the back. And it was Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And I would say that those three verses of scripture were the first verses that I committed to memory, not because I endeavoured to do so, but just because I saw them so often. And the people that presented me with them were so special to me in my life whenever I was a young boy. And I've learned the wonderful value of all three of those verses. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And as a young teenager, I came to learn and understand the greatness of God's grace, my need for salvation, and how, while I couldn't bring myself to God, the grace of God could lift me, cleanse me and forgive me, and reconcile me and save me, and keep me. And it has done through simple faith in Jesus Christ. Life is not without its trials, and I have learned, as many others have, what it is to cast all your care upon him, to cast your burdens upon the Lord. He's well able to bear them. He's almighty, and he loves us. And he invites us to come just to the throne of grace and to cast all of our care and all of our burdens upon him. And I've also learned by his grace to acknowledge the Lord in the big decisions and in the small decisions of life, to acknowledge him. And he has directed my paths all those years throughout life's journey, since I first stood on this little skateboard, since I first stood upon the finished work of Christ and redemption ground. He's directed my paths right up until this time. And I'm so thankful for his grace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. What a life, what a journey it is whenever you know the Lord and those wonderful influences in life. Just a shout out to my cousin. God bless you. And thank you for your influence in my life if you ever get to see this. And may God bless all who are listening in. And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Thank you for listening. See you next time.